And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Friday, the 28th day of July, Jen is back.
Ooh, I was just sharing some pictures of our old sump pump versus our new sump pump.
A little bit rusty.
Oh my gosh, we pulled that thing out yesterday. We're like, oh yeah, maybe this is why our basement's flooded. This thing looks like it came off the Titanic, the amount of rust on that old one.
So how much water did you have down there?
It was about, my husband says 2 inches, I call it three.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's so many things that could be said
that's
there.
A typical
level.
Couple, isn't it?
But it was pretty bad, and right where it came in was the laundry room, which is concrete, so that's not as bad. However, we have a finished basement.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So it's carpeted around that. We have an office and our drum room. So yeah, those were also filled with water in the carpet. So we were shop vacuuming out water all morning, and then we were trying to dry the carpet as best we could. We had to pull it back, and now it's sitting there a hot mess and nice and smelly.
Mm.
Well, when you texted 4 a.m. yesterday that your basement was flooded, I instantly ran down to ours.
Yeah.
To check. I'm like, oh my gosh. And then when I got home yesterday, my neighbor had one of those vans in her driveway.
Yeah, oh gosh.
So we were lucky. It's happened all over the place.
Yeah, our neighbors all had flooded basements. And then, like you said, a friend of mine called and she goes, why aren't you on the show this morning? And I said, oh, our basement flooded. And she goes, oh my gosh. She ran down to hers. She goes, mine's flooded too.
Oh my, yeah,
she
right.
didn't even know.
Right.
Look at, you were a walking PSA.
I was so happy that I get up early for work.
Yeah.
Because if we hadn't caught it at 4:30 mm-hmm. in the morning, it would have been, I can't even imagine, because water was flowing like a waterfall when
right.
I caught it at 4:30.
Sure.
And we were able to stop it and at least...
And honestly, I mean, how many times do you check your basement before you go to work?
Right, exactly. So I was happy that at least we minimized the damage. So now we're looking into possibly getting new carpet.
Fun.
And just move.
Yeah. Happy early birthday to you.
Just move. This house is dead to me.
I have never heard a better time to go house shopping.
I'd love to. Or just get new carpet. So yes, exactly. Happy birthday to me. I get a new sump pump.
Yay!
That is adulting at its finest.
Oh, it totally is. That's all I thought yesterday. I was like, seriously? I told my husband, I'm like, do not buy me a birthday present. This is good. $190. Done.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Right.
Brand new shiny sump pump.
There you go. Boy. See what you miss out on?
No, I'm good.
Home ownership. It's so great.
Wonderful.
Yes. Well, we're glad to have you back on the show, Jen. We're excited. And we'll get started today with 10 items or less from Jen, as always.
I did see that Kansas City firefighters say that flash flooding from this week's storms forced them to perform about 40 water rescues yesterday. In fact, last night after 8, rescuers were called in to save 2 men stranded in the Missouri River. According to Fox 4, firefighters say a fishing boat got caught on the cables of a barge and started to sink. Firefighters were able to rescue them in time before the boat sank. Officials in Johnson County, of course, on the Kansas side, have declared a state of local disaster. I was telling Shaylee earlier, it was really scary because yesterday when we were out running errands, getting a sump pump and a hose and all this stuff, all the restaurants on 87th Street had lost power. So we were trying to stop to get food and everything was closed. And you just started to get that weird, like, apocalypse feeling. Like, I don't know. And then there was a car wreck right next to us. It was just the weirdest...
What kind of day did you have?
I know. And then you, it was crazy. So hopefully we are on the uptick here in Kansas City. The Affordable Care Act lives on. Senate Republicans failed early this morning to kill the health insurance law known as Obamacare. A so-called skinny repeal bill died on a 49-51 vote as 3 Republicans voted with all 48 Democrats to kill it. New study says people who drink moderate amounts of alcohol have a lower risk of diabetes than people who hardly ever drink. Researchers in Denmark found that people who have a few drinks 3 to 4 times a week have the lowest risk of developing diabetes. After an off day, Royals battle the Red Sox tonight in the first of a 3-game series at Fenway. The Royals have won 8 in a row. Let's keep that going. And a New Zealand woman can sleep a little easier now that she's turned in a winning lottery ticket she had been hiding under her pillow. The unidentified woman checked her ticket Saturday, realized she had won $8 million.
Whoa.
She placed the winning ticket in a plastic bag to protect it, put it in a Monty Python DVD case, and then put it under her pillow to keep it
yes.
close while she slept. She claimed her prize the next morning and called her dad to fulfill a promise she made. She said if she ever won, she would take him out for a nice glass of wine in France.
Well, that's all he gets? She won $8 million. I would think dad gets more than that.
But in France.
In France.
She lives in New Zealand.
Okay. Oh, okay.
She's
well.
Taking him to Paris for the wine. That's your 10 items or less for Friday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Jen's impossible question is here.
Just over 5% of us have called in sick for this. What is it?
All right, get right to it. Crystal from Olathe is on the line. Good morning, Crystal.
Good
Crystal.
Hello, Crystal.
Yes. Good morning.
All right. What's your guess here? What do you think?
Is it to go to a sport game?
Oh, that's a great reason to call in sick, but not the right answer.
All right. 816-576-7102 to register your vote. The gift today or the prize?
High Five gift card.
By the way, like them on Facebook and follow them on Instagram to keep up with new pizzas and specials. High Five, one of our favorites right across the street from us here.
I'll give you a hint because this is a fairly broad question. Your first hint is couch. Just over 5% of us have called in sick for this. The hint is couch. Why are you looking at me?
Well, no, I don't know. You perked up during that, so I just felt like you had some idea.
Or like, guilt. I don't know.
Oh, maybe. Shoot, I've been found out.
Gilmore Girls comes to mind.
She uses this question subversively to, like, get at you.
She knows my secrets. I don't know that I've actually... I don't call in sick very often. I don't think I ever have for this reason.
I don't call in sick, but when I do...
It's for a sump pump. It was for a stupid sump pump. Dumb basement swimming pool.
All right, we'll get to your guesses here in a second. 816-576-7102. We'll try to find an answer next. Jen's working on the entertainment news.
Ooh, who's going to be hosting the 2017 MTV Video Music Awards? We will tell you. And some of your favorite TV shows, they're coming back.
All right.
We'll tell you which ones.
All right, let's get to Jackie from Blue Springs real quick. Jackie, do you have a guess here before the break?
Because there's something on TV that they wanted to watch.
Binge watch a show. Yeah. I can totally see Shaylee doing that for Gilmore Girls.
Yes.
For me, it would have probably been House of Cards if I would have done it. But yep, that's what it is. We're going to give you a 5-5 gift card for getting that right, all right?
Awesome. Thank you.
Sure.
You betcha. Hold the line.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It's July 28th and celebrating birthdays today from All in the Family and Gilmore Girls. Actress Sally Struthers is 70. Full House and Summerland actress Lori Loughlin is 53. And from Saved by the Bell and Showgirls, Elizabeth Berkley is 45. Pop superstar Katy Perry has been named the host of the 2017 MTV Video Music Awards. She's also going to be performing at the August 27th ceremony. She's nominated for 5 trophies, including Best Pop Video for her song Chained to the Rhythm. Do you miss those TGIF shows? They're back. Yeah. Hulu has landed the streaming rights to several classic sitcoms from America's favorite ABC Friday night lineup of the 90s, including Full House and Family Matters. In an agreement with Warner Brothers Domestic Television Distribution, Hulu will be the exclusive home to over 800 hours of TGIF programming, which also includes shows like Step by Step, Perfect Strangers, and Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
I loved those. All back, Shaylee. The full libraries of all the shows are going to hit Hulu on Friday, September 29th.
Perfect Strangers.
I loved Perfect Strangers. And Step by Step, I remember watching, too.
Oh, my gosh. But Urkel?
Sure.
I mean,
yeah.
That was everything at one point.
All coming back for you.
Did I do that?
And Meg Ryan and John Mellencamp appear to be dating again. According to Page Six, the 55-year-old actress and 65-year-old musician got back together this spring after ending their relationship back in 2014. A source claims they are together. It's been a few months. Ryan and Mellencamp had called it quits back in August of 2014 after 3 years of dating. That's your entertainment news for Friday on The Show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Jen, Truda, Shaylee, Joey, everybody's back. Jen's basement flooded yesterday.
Yeah, we shopped back for, 4 or 5 hours, worked on the carpet. It's now pulled back and drying, so we'll see how that goes.
Yuck.
Yeah.
But it's a day well spent, right?
I know. That's exactly how, when you take a day off work and you're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to take a day off work. This will be great.
Relaxing.
And you actually sleep less than you would have had you come to work.
Right.
So, super
fun.
The
only days I'm home is when, you know, like we have strep throat or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Except for the fun days.
I did find somebody who I want to be when I grow up. Did you see this 88-year-old crazy granny, as she's called, from Canada? She recently went skydiving as part of her ongoing quest to cross items off her bucket list. She said, if you're afraid, you only live half a life. So she's now spent 4 years completing this and other daring stunts to cross items off her big old bucket list. The rest of her list includes having Pitbull sing to her on her 90th birthday.
Wait, that's a thing?
That's a thing for her. She would also like to drive a race car. She says you're never too old to do the things you want to do. So she jumped out of a tiny plane. She got that one crossed off.
Okay.
Huh. Next, have Pitbull sing to her on her 90th
That's
birthday.
Amazing.
I want to be this lady when
I'm
88.
I want Pitbull to sing to me anytime. Doesn't have to be my birthday.
Oh, jeez.
What's on your bucket list, Shaylee, besides Pitbull?
Besides Pitbull.
And Dom Dwyer.
Well, too soon, man. I still want to visit all 50 states. I'm more than halfway.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Mine goes out further. I want to visit Sweden and Croatia because my mom's side of the family is Croatian. My dad's side is Swedish. So I want to go to both.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
That takes some money. Mm-hmm. I'm building up. Trudy, anything on the list?
Well, I crossed a big one off getting to go to Mother England.
Oh, yeah.
A couple years ago for the cousin's wedding. So I guess my bucket list would be just to move there.
Oh, well, that's kind
See ya, folks. I'm out of here.
Lofty goal.
That's a little different, but okay.
Joey, the producer, where are you going? What are you doing for the bucket list?
I would just love to go to all 30 ballparks.
Oh, that is a good one, right?
My cousin wants to do that, too.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
I know a couple of people trying to knock that list out.
I have a cousin who's done, I think, like 22 of them right now. I think my brother's done about 8 or 10, but I've went on 3.
Yeah, plenty of time.
You got time.
Well, you've knocked out some big ones. I mean, obviously Kauffman, but you've been to Wrigley, right? So that's a big one for you.
I've been to Kauffman, Wrigley, and where the White Sox play, whatever they called it that year. I think it was Comiskey when I was there.
Yep. I've been up to Milwaukee, too. The Brewers have a nice stadium.
Right,
that's
right.
A good one to go to.
So you're not going to go skydiving?
No. That one's not on my list.
Oh, yeah. That one was for me. But I told you, like, if I could lose, you know, the weight of a fifth grader, then I could go skydiving. So.
I think you should.
I just didn't want to take the class.
You.
Right.
Come on. I think you should do
it. No, it's all you. They've already offered for you to go, so you just
but
go
I've already
do that.
Done it.
Well, I'm good for now.
Yeah. It changes, Shaley, once you have kids.
I'll live vicariously
like
through you. Yeah, exactly.
All right, 816-576-7102. You can always text or call. What are you trying to cross off your bucket list?
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
What's on your bucket list? 3658 says, my list would be to finally go on a honeymoon with my husband. We've been married now for 8 years and have just never had the funds to go. Gotta go on a honeymoon.
My bucket list is to get the kids out of the house, right?
I would like to send mine back to school. I'm so ready for them to go back to school. I love them. They're fantastic. But please go back to school for 8 hours a day. Mommy's ready.
You know, a lot of people say the summer's getting shorter, but I feel like it's really been a good amount of time this year. Have you not felt that way?
2 weeks from today. They go back. Mine go back 2 weeks from today. Shawnee Mission.
Right.
And they're done.
Yeah.
What are you? Summer's practically
like
August
over. August 16th, right? Is that what it is? August 16th, yeah. Got a whole half a month to go.
Look at you guys.
Yeah, so there we are.
It's coming up quick.
All right, we got some calls on the board here. 816-576-7102. You can text or call the same number. And we've got Jeannie in Blue Springs lined up here. Jeannie, welcome to the show. What's on your bucket list?
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Awesome. So what do you put on the bucket list?
Well, my bucket list is kind of simple. I'm a huge Chiefs and Orioles fan, and I sing. So my bucket list is I would love to sing the anthem at Kauffman and Arrowhead Stadium.
Oh, that's a great bucket list item.
But it's not easy to do.
No, that's true.
No, it's well, let's start with the obvious. I mean, first off, do you sing? Can you sing?
Oh, yes.
Okay, all right.
Have you actually gone and auditioned? Because don't they do auditions
they do.
Every year?
They do. They have the big Voice of the Kingdom contest, actually, right?
Yes, and I've seen in videos, and they don't like it. So it's like, okay. So I'm starting, you know, I was playing at Lakeside Speedway, and I'm doing the T-Bone game coming up in the next couple weeks. And so, you know, and I have a band around town. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, I have experience. It's just that apparently they didn't like the way I did it. I don't know.
Well, don't give up. I feel like you just keep trying. Submit different versions of it, and you keep going, and I like that. That's a good bucket list.
That's right. All right, Jeannie, well, good luck with that, and let us know if you hit the big time. We'll pump it up, all right?
Oh, I will. Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
All right, you too.
See ya.
Go to Blue Springs. Here's Alex. Alex, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. I think that you and I have some very similar bucket list type stuff here.
Absolutely. I have to go to London to walk across Abbey Road, and there's a backstory on that.
Okay, all right.
I've been in a band called Abbey Road. We do a Beatles tribute music for going on 21 years now. We're starting our 21st year, and so I have to do it. It's something that, you know, it's really not an option. I've got to go. I've got to walk across.
So what's stopping
you? I'll probably get hit by a car when I walk across, because
oh,
I understand it's very dangerous. But yeah, it's something that I've got to do.
What's stopping you? Why haven't you done it yet?
I'm waiting until I retire. I've got about 3.5 years to go. And then I'm going to, my wife wants to go to Ireland, so I'm planning on going over and doing the British Isles there and doing it all at once. So that's kind of the game plan.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, Alex, thank you for the call.
7769 texted, my bucket list is going to Fiji for my overdue honeymoon.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. I got to ask Darla in Kansas City here. Darla, your bucket list is to marry whom?
Dan Kenny.
And who might that be?
Well, I went with him 35 years ago, and I just reacquainted myself with him a few months ago over the radio.
Oh, no,
what?
Can you imagine that?
Wow, love
and it's
connection.
It's taken me all this time to figure out who in the holy hell he is. And so I told him, if he doesn't get his butt home, I'm going to kill him and tell God he died. And I want to get married before I'm 70 and I'm 69 and a half.
Well, do it, Dan Tenney. Get on it. There you go.
That's exactly right. He's got to come from California, I guess. He flies all over the world. He's just a muck-up. But I love him anyway. I've waited on him. He's had 15 marriages and 25,000 kids, and he's screwed around all over the world. So it's about time he came home, don't you think so?
I just think...
good luck to you.
Exactly.
Hey, look, you got to see that in action there.
I just feel like good luck all over that call. Like a lot of good luck needed in a lot of places.
Solid
there.
Yes.
So much for the bucket list, huh?
We just got another text that said, I haven't been on many vacations. Mine is to go to Las Vegas to the M&M store because I'm a big collector. Oh, that's cool.
Oh, she's not talking about the wrapper?
No, not M&M.
Oh,
actual
okay.
M&M
actual
store.
The candy.
The little chocolate
gotcha.
Candies.
Right. Okay.
Thank you from Michelle from Independence for that text.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Friday morning. That means we talk movies with B&B Theaters.
T.J. Miller, James Corden, Anna Faris, all voices in the new Emoji movie. And I didn't actually realize what it was about, but there's an emoji named Gene who's ashamed that he has multiple facial expressions while his colleagues only have one each. So he embarks on an epic quest to be just like everyone else.
Oh, run what?
Look, who just sent me a text?
Addie McAllister?
Dude, she's right there!
That's Alex. And like every freshman in high school,
his whole life revolves around his phone.
What should I write?
Be chill.
What?
Send her an emoji.
Okay, be cool.
Just a clip from that.
Currently have
bucket a bucket of fun.
Soon to be second grader and fifth grader here in the studio with us. Are you guys excited for the Emoji movie? Do you want to see that? Yeah,
they
you're
do.
Totally excited. Yeah. My kids too.
Mm-hmm.
You get to go see that.
Yeah, same with
that.
Addie too. Can you guys? Do you guys ever do emojis? Like we walk around going, like the one-eyed emoji with his tongue out.
Do you have a favorite? My girl's favorite is the one with hearts, the heart eyes.
Oh, yeah.
That's the favorite kid emoji. And the poop. Of course, they love the poop emoji.
Who doesn't?
Also coming out this weekend, Atomic Blonde. Lorraine Broughton, a top-level spy, is dispatched to Berlin to take down a ruthless espionage ring that has just killed one of their undercover agents for unknown reasons.
Even tonight on the Jimmy Fallon Show, the star Charlize Theron, who, by the way, has been talked about as being possibly the first female Bond character because of this film. She says they've been developing this movie for 5 years.
We were actively looking for something very specific to this, something where a female protagonist could kind of live in a world and play by the same roles that men get to play by.
Yeah.
And so those are hard to find. And so we read a couple of pages of a published graphic novel, and something sparked something for us, and we developed it for 5 years, and here we are.
All right, maybe you want to check out Atomic Blonde, maybe the Emoji movie or something else you haven't gotten to see yet. We've got some passes for you to go check it out at B&B Theaters.
816-576-7102. We'll take caller 12. B&B Theaters, of course. They've got the... Well, right now, which is great because we just followed up on the Variety Radiothon, but they have the special concession pack that $1 goes to Variety if you buy the drink and the popcorn and all that stuff in the Variety pack.
Yeah, you get a little popcorn, get your snacks, you're going to buy them anyway. Do it this way and $1 goes to Variety.
Right. The new grand screen and, of course, a little play space there for the kids at the B&B Theaters. So call now and be a winner.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
We were just discussing that our birthdays are coming up next week. Mine's Tuesday, August 1st, and yours is Wednesday the 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
And we had made a pact not that long ago, just a few days ago, that we were not going to get each other birthday presents.
And I'm going to stand by that one.
Please do. Did you ever start? But if you would
I made that pact last year. You just didn't know it.
If you'd like to donate to my...
I promise to not get you anything.
You can donate to my buy a new sump pump fund or get new carpet for your basement fund since that flooded.
Oh, have you started
yesterday.
The GoFundMe now for that?
I should.
Get a Kickstarter?
Because once
Jin's
I,
basement?
I called the first company and said, just give me a ballpark figure on new carpet.
Sure.
Could you give me that? Oh, $2,000 for what we needed.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't have $2,000.
Yeah,
that's
I don't either.
The problem. I do have soaked carpet, though, so that is a problem.
You know what I'll do for your birthday? I'll get you a carpet square.
Uh-huh.
It's like the same thing.
It's very similar.
It's very
to
similar.
Covering my entire basement.
Oh, no, I know. You just go get those carpet samples, and you just keep going back and asking for more, and then you'll just have like
a whole...
But
don't they charge you for those now?
Oh, do they?
I think.
Wow,
I thought
you
so.
Can't even get carpet samples anymore. What kind of world is this?
Come on, what's happening?
Gee.
I could just have a patchwork of random carpet on it. It's fine. It's the basement. Who
but
cares?
But did you lose anything? Did you lose anything of importance down there?
This is when I felt the dorkiest and almost called Shaylee because she's the only person I know who would understand this.
Oh, gosh.
Is our Christmas trees are down. Yes, I have multiple Christmas trees.
Yeah, I do too.
And they're down in the basement and they're just in the cardboard boxes that they came in originally. And so they were soaked about an inch of the bottom of the boxes.
Are they
were
okay?
Soaked, and I was like, save the trees! Kyle, get the trees off the floor! I don't care about anything else. You saved my Christmas trees.
Did he?
So they are fine.
Okay,
the trees
good.
Are okay.
She has a very nice Christmas tree. I've seen it before.
I do. Okay. It's a big, tall one.
You don't want to damage that one.
Don't mess with the pre-lit. We just lost a few little things, like, I don't know, some random things that were on the floor, some random Christmas junk and, you know, other little stuff. But nothing too bad.
Okay.
And we shop-vacked for a long time to suck that water out. And now we're letting the carpet dry. It's all pulled back and letting that padding dry. But this is what I noticed driving through Overland Park yesterday. Is, you know, earlier this week, everybody had tree debris. Every yard you drive past, it was just tree limbs. Yesterday, it was carpet padding. Every other house had carpet padding. Everybody had already started ripping it out. I'm like, man, this place is a mess. Ugh.
Well, we're cleaning out Danielle's mom's place. We found about four big fans. So if you need any fans, I've got plenty of fans for you.
I really do.
I don't know who has four fans or who needs four fans in their house, but my God, the stuff that we found in this house.
We've got fans going, dehumidifiers. You should have seen Home Depot yesterday. Everybody buying stuff, hoses and stuff.
It smells great in there, too.
Yeah, but it does.
It's kicking in.
Oh, fantastic. Well, the stuff you need to know, 10 items or less for Friday morning.
Officials in Johnson County have declared a state of local disaster because of all this going on. Kansas City firefighters say that flash flooding from this week's storms forced them to perform about 40 water rescues yesterday. In fact, last night after 8, rescuers were called in to save two men stranded in the Missouri River. According to Fox 4, firefighters say a fishing boat got caught on the cables of a barge and started to sink. They were able to rescue those guys in time before the boat sank. Another attempt to repeal Obamacare ends in failure. It was a dramatic night on the floor of the Senate that lasted well into early this morning with senators trying to pass what's been described as a skinny repeal. In the end, three Republicans joined Democrats in voting no. After a day off, Royals battle the Red Sox tonight in the first of a three-game series at Fenway. The Royals have won 8 in a row. And this is a cute story. A New Zealand woman can sleep a little easier now that she's turned in a winning lottery ticket she had been hiding under her pillow. So this woman checked her lottery ticket Saturday, realized she had won $8 million. She wants to be really careful with the ticket, so she puts it in a plastic bag and then puts that in a Monty Python DVD case and then puts it under her pillow to sleep with it to make sure nothing happens to it. She claimed her prize the next morning, called her dad to fulfill a promise that she made. She had told him if she ever won the lottery, she would take him out for a nice glass of wine in France.
Yes.
Nice.
Nobody will look in the Monty Python.
Nobody's checking my DVD cases. That's your 10 items or less for Friday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Oh, I'm scared to go buy school supplies. Oh, man. I got to go to the tax-free day because I started looking.
That won't have any crowd at all.
Oh, but it's so expensive.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy money. But they're going back 2 weeks from today, and I'm ready.
Nice.
Already?
See, thanks to this lovely lady over here, we don't have to go buy school supplies.
Oh, this woman in here in studio takes care of all your school supplies?
She does.
Ah.
Well, they're PTO, so.
Gotcha. Yeah, we don't have that option at our school.
Yeah.
We got to do that.
Huh. Makes it so great for us. I love that.
To help the parents out, we're just going to give you stuff. 816-576-7102. We've got all kinds of prizes for you to choose from.
All right, well, let's start right here at the beginning. We'll go to Blue Springs. Here's Jennifer. What's up, Jennifer?
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing well. How about you?
Oh, not too bad.
You have some kids getting ready to go back to school?
I have 8 kids getting ready to go back to school.
Ooh, what grade?
She's going to be a freshman.
Oh, my gosh. That seems scary to me.
And it's so scary. And I'm so very sad about it.
Oh, is that like kindergarten when you cry the night before? That's what I did.
I think it was worse than kindergarten, to be honest with you.
Oh, no.
Because, you know, like, this is one, and then she's gone, and that's it.
Oh.
I know.
You definitely need something. We have Dancing with the Stars live tickets if you want to go see that at Arvest Bank Theater at the Midland next week. We've got the Portofino wine purse.
I feel like you need this one.
This is awesome. It looks like just a really great bag, but it actually holds a 1.5 liter bladder for your favorite beverage. We also have these really nice Bluetooth speakers. If you'd like a speaker, what can we give you?
Let's go with the speaker.
All right, done. The Fugu Go Anywhere speaker is yours.
All right.
Awesome.
Yeah. Hey, good luck. She's not driving yet, right, obviously, so you've got a few years for that.
Well, we have until December when she turns 15 to get her permit.
Oh, man.
I am so not
know,
ready
right?
for this.
Wow.
I'm scared for you. I know, and I have two. Oh.
I know. It's so scary.
Well, good luck. Enjoy the speaker.
Thank you.
I'm sure she'll steal it from you very quickly.
I'm sure.
Yeah, that's true. All right, hold the line, Jennifer. We'll get you hooked up there. Barbara, you're an independent. Hello, Barbara.
Hello, how are you?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Doing well. It's a beautiful day today.
Oh, finally. Yes, this weekend's going to be nice.
It's a good day to vacuum your basement.
You know what? Why don't you come over and help me vacuum that
Ooh,
water
I'm
out?
I'm busy. Gosh, we get the Addie Showcase and the Emoji Movie.
Things and
stuff. So busy. Yeah.
All right, what can we give you? Want to go see Dancing with the Stars live? Would you like this nice wine purse? What can we get for you?
When is Dancing with the Stars?
Wednesday. Live at the Arvest Bank Theater at the Midland.
All right. That would be great.
Perfect.
Excellent.
Give her a pair of tickets.
All right. Happy birthday to me. Barbara, you hold on. Here is William, also in Independence. Good morning, William.
Good morning.
William, you have some kids getting ready for school?
Just one.
Just the one. What grade?
First.
Oh,
first
wow.
grade. Yep.
That's so cute. All right.
I remember those days like they were last year.
Well.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they were.
Would you like a wine purse to help you out? You could pass this along or carry it. I don't care.
My wife would love it.
There you go. Is that what you want?
Is there other options?
We can give you some Dancing with the Stars live tickets. Go see that on Wednesday. We have another Bluetooth speaker if you'd like one of these. Got that for
you, too. I'll take the speaker would be awesome.
Perfect.
Yeah,
done.
There we go.
Forget my wife.
Yeah, it's
funny how quickly he forgot his wife, isn't it?
She can listen to the wine go away.
Done. It's yours, and good luck.
With the speaker, he doesn't have to listen to any wine, if you know what I mean. Right, William?
Okay.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Have a good school year.
All right, hold on, buddy. Back to school prizes from the promotions closet. How about that?
Yes, more of those to come over the next few weeks. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, and the Queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Yeah, turn the mic on. It's my first day. Kansas City's best music variety, KC1021. It's entertainment news with Jen for Friday, the 28th of July.
Celebrating birthdays today from All in the Family and Gilmore Girls, actress Sally Struthers is 70. Full House and Summerland actress Lori Loughlin is 53. And from Saved by the Bell and Showgirls, Elizabeth Berkley is 45.
Did you ever try for the Sally Struthers courses?
Oh, I did not.
Remember that?
I remember those infomercials very well.
Courses?
I just thought I would go to the University of Sally Struthers someday.
Yeah. Oh, me too.
Or get your degree.
You guys are obsessed with dogs. Did you see this? Mm-hmm. A Northern California Dog Rescue Club is blaming HBO's Game of Thrones for an increase in dog surrenders. Members of the Bay Area Siberian Husky Club say the breed has seen an uptick in popularity because the dogs are used on Game of Thrones, but a lot of people end up surrendering the Huskies because they're not only huge, but they're also high energy and need a lot of attention.
Oh, see, now that's awful. When people get the wrong dog that's not for them.
Right.
That's bad news.
Yep.
Come on, people.
You miss your TGIF shows?
Yes.
They're back. Hulu has landed the streaming rights to several classic sitcoms from America's favorite ABC Friday night lineup of the 90s, including Full House and Family Matters. In an agreement with Warner Brothers Domestic Television Distribution, Hulu will be the exclusive home to over 800 hours of TGIF programming, which also includes shows like Step by Step, Perfect Strangers and Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
Shaylee, it's
this
back.
This is the best news I've heard since Gilmore Girls reboot.
The full libraries of all the shows are going to hit Hulu on Friday, September 29th.
Oh, it's going to be a holiday.
So we're not going to see Shaylee for all of October.
Well, and the 26th is Fuller House.
Oh, there you go. Three.
Yeah.
The third one?
Yeah.
Is that what we're up to already?
Yes.
Wow.
Three seasons of Fuller House.
Yes.
Man.
All coming back for your viewing pleasure.
Urkel's coming back. That'll be great.
Pop superstar Katy Perry's been named the host of the 2017 MTV Video Music Awards. She's also going to perform at the August 27 ceremony. She's nominated for 5 trophies, including Best Pop Video for her song, Chained to the Rhythm. That's your entertainment news for Friday on the show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.